Like I say, we appreciate song service tonight. I was sitting there as I was beginning to sing, and each song they sung, I said, boy, that's a good one. So it's all good. If you don't read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the book of Proverbs. 11th chapter and the 20th chapter. Proverbs chapter 11 and chapter 20. We do need your prayers. Lord might have his way. You could spend a lot of Sundays in the book of Proverbs. There's just a lot of instruction in the book. I'm going to read a few verses in the 11th chapter, starting with the first verse. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of a perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. 20th chapter, the book of Proverbs. I could read this entire chapter, but I'm not going to. We're going to start with about the 20th verse, the 20th chapter. It says, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 11th chapter and also the 20th chapter of the book of Proverbs. A lot of things that's in this we well know, but I've got just a thought tonight, and it's it may be strange in one sense of the way, but there's some things that are just right. There are some things that are just right. It's right. It's right to do. They're right to live by. Solomon wrote some things in this book of Proverbs, and I believe he wrote them that they might be heeded. We find it as a book of instruction. There are certain verses in everything that I've read you tonight that I think of quite often. But I want to talk to us tonight, the Lord being my helper, about being out of balance. Out of balance. I know he talked about a false balance, and in both places he says it's an abomination unto the Lord. You know, I really wouldn't want to be found doing something abominable, would you? There's people that don't take no heed to what the Word says. There's people that supposedly are Christians, supposedly, my friend, that'll absolutely do everything that is wrong. They will. They'll do things. Now, you might say, well, preacher, you ought to preach on something else. Out of balance. I want you to think about when something becomes out of balance. Now, I have a condition called neuropathy, and it's in my feet, and it's been in my feet, but it's worsened. But I have no good balance. I have to be very careful, my friend, when I'm doing and working on things that I don't get too far forward. If I go too far forward, I'll absolutely flatten the ground. Can't help it. I'm out of balance. Off balance. Out of balance. This world, these people in this world, my friend, that are not bad people altogether. They're what we call the good old boys and all such as that, but their life is out of balance. You'd be surprised, and maybe you wouldn't, but I very much am, how people look at the church, my friend, and they try to balance the church in their life. And they try to balance God in their life. They want God. They'll tell you they believe God, but they don't want too much of Him. Do you know that? They just don't want too much of Him. You go to the doctor, and if you'll talk to the doctor a little bit, my friend, about what you eat and what you drink, my friend, they'll tell you to have a balanced diet. Balanced. Across the board. And I doubt that there's one in this house, my friend, that has a balanced diet. We've got our own ways of doing things. We've got our own ways of thinking about things. But I want you to know that the wheel never will run right until the axle gets in the very middle. These people, my friend, that's got their lives up here, my friend, and then they get out of balance and it's down here. And they've got the Lord over here on one side, my friend, that they pass by every now and again, but he is not the center of their life. There's a reason, my friend, that you can go out in that vehicle that you drive and you can ride down the road in a smooth condition. There's a reason for that. Yes, they are. And brethren, if you don't know, sometimes them wheels and tires will get out of balance. Yes, they will. I've seen them, you probably have too, running down the road, and there'll be one of them just doing that number right there. You know what's happening, my friend, inside that vehicle? They doing that right there. These people, my friend, that their lives are so out of balance, they've got used to it. Sad, sad. Preacher, you're preaching to the choir. Just let me preach, thank God. I know what I got tonight. Yes, sir. Brethren, you get yourself in a fix. My friend, if you don't watch what you do, naturally speaking, yes, you can. Yes, you can. My friend, I asked my doctor when they told me, said, you're diabetic. I said, how in the world do you become a diabetic? I eat the same thing I've eaten all my life. They ain't got no answer. They ain't got no answer. But things get out of whack. And you know what they tell you? Watch what you eat. Is that not right? Watch what you eat. If you're a diabetic, you better watch it pretty close. You can be in bad shape. Yes, you can. You can lose members. You can lose your life. If you don't get on a balanced diet, my friend, I'm not your doctor, but you get the point. You get the point. Things smooth out, my friend, when you get things balanced. When you get the Lord balanced in your life, do you know where He'll be? He'll be the center of your life. If he ain't, you out of balance. Yes, sir. You'll be high, you'll be low, you'll be high, you'll be low. Thank God you don't know which way's up. Yes, sir. We're living in a day and in a time, and I appreciate the songs. I really do. I appreciate, my friend, the testimony that Susan talking about. She ain't worried, my friend, about where she's going. Thank God she knows who's her Savior. She ain't alone. Amen. Brethren, this world so upside down. You know, it's something I didn't listen, I didn't watch nothing about what Trump said last night, but I got a few things that I heard today, and I'm going to tell you something. I'll say this, and you can take it for what it's worth, my friend. In your eyes, he might be the devil, but I'm going to tell you that devil's trying to straighten out this world. Hell, he knows some stuff. Thank God, and he knows some right stuff. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't saying I agree with everything that the man does, but I'm going to be honest with you. Thank God. Sounds to me like he's on the right track tonight. I'll preach to you Democrats. Hell. Hell. It doesn't matter. You say, preacher, I don't get in politics, no way, but there's no need me telling you, my friend, you ought to know where I stand. Hell. Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, that this man's trying to do simply because things are so out of balance. Yes, sir. Out of balance. Out of kilter. Out of place, my friend. If you've ever been a child of God, my friend, you know when you're right with Him. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Did you know that this world, I don't care, the scientists, they've tried to figure everything out, and they're still trying to figure it out. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. If things was out of whack on this earth, you'd know it. But I'm going to tell you something. She's in balance. Yes, sir. She's in balance. And she's on stream. She's on time. Yes, sir. She's rotating. I know enough to be dangerous, my friend. There's gravity. You know what gravity is, don't you? It's what holds your feet on this earth. Yes, sir. It doesn't make no difference. Brother, you get that old baseball hitter, he can hit a home run, and it can go so far, but you know what? It's going to come down. It's going to come down. Why is that? Gravity. Gravity. Things are in balance. Yes, sir. I can't get away from the system. You let your absolutely health system get out of balance and you'll go haywire. Yes, you will. Brethren, these things in this world that are out of balance, and the truth of it is, people that are involved in them, my friend, they know they're out of balance. And my friend, they continue to live out of balance. Got so used to it. Yes, sir. We're going out to church. We're going out to Mountain View Wednesday night. They're going to sing a few songs, and old preacher going to get up there, and he's going to say a few words, and we're going home. You know what? Isn't it good when the Lord gets in the matter? Isn't it good, my friend, when God changes things? I'll leave here sometimes after 9 o'clock and I'll ring Kathy and I'll say, on my way home. She'll say, it's late. I blame it on the choir. I said, they've sung too long. Listen. I don't know about you, but brethren, I like to live in balance. Yes, sir. I do. I like for things, my friend, to work. Don't you? Out of balance. You don't think this world's out of balance? You don't think people's minds are out of balance? Out of balance. I mean, it's sad. It's sad when our president has to tell people, my friend, that you can't teach them this anymore. Teach them what's right. Very words that he said, my friend. He said, you tell them that there's nothing wrong with them. They're perfect just like they are. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, they ain't nothing wrong with the church. My friend, it's just all us, my friend, that can't get in balance. Sad. I don't let numbers bother me. I ain't gonna lie to you, too much. Not too much. Now I pull up a lot of times, it's about 8 minutes to seven, and there ain't many of us here. And I ain't getting on to you, my friend, for not being here on time, but I like to be on time. But the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, folks, I believe we've come out and we've met together, my friend, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's the balance of things. Yes, sir. Ain't that what He told the woman at the well? He said, the time's coming and now is. He said, they'll neither worship me in Jerusalem nor in this mountain, but they that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth. Folks, that's the balance of things. That's what keeps things together tonight. If you really want to know, thank God, that's what keeps Randy in the straight and the narrow. Yes, sir. It ain't my doings. I think a lot of times I think too much. I know I do. Susan was talking. While she was talking, I just couldn't help but to think, my friend, how many people, my friend, in this world trying to make their lifestyle right? And in the balance of things, my friend, they've got the Lord over here in the closet somewhere. Today is Ash Wednesday. Now I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't looked it up and I ain't searched it out. I don't know a whole lot about Ash Wednesday. But according to what I've heard and according to what some of them have said today, my friend, it's the beginning of what they call Lent. And according to the Catholic religion, my friend, there's a lot of them that'll set aside on Ash Wednesday the things that they are going to separate from until the Passover. Yes, sir. Some of them going to quit drinking. Yeah. Some of them going to quit this and quit that and do all these things. Some of them going to quit eating certain things. Yes, sir, for the time period. Do you see what I'm saying? We've got God in the balance of our life, and my friend, we are out of balance. We want God when we want Him. Yes, sir, we want God to move when we want something. Do we not? I can't help it tonight. You just listen. Brethren, we are so out of balance. We've got to the place, my friend, that we think we can make it without God. Listen, that's what the world's doing. Yes, it is. I'm going to mention this. I've said for weeks I wasn't going to, but I'm going to mention this. And if nobody else, my friend, is praying for the young man, this man is praying for him. Don't ask me why, except that the Lord impressed me to do so. He needs help. He needs help. You say, preacher, what do you mean he needs help? If you ever listen to his songs, my friend, you'll find out he needs help. First time I ever heard his song, my friend, the very first one I heard, I thought, man, that man is hurting. That man, he was singing about something, my friend, that he actually needs. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, and you may think I've lost my marbles, but I'm going to be honest with you, my friend. You get somebody that's continually telling you that they're dealing with this, and they're dealing with this, and they're dealing with that, and this don't bother them. Don't you believe it? Thank God they're in trouble. I don't know why all this is coming. I'm just as honest as I can be, but I ain't never had something, my friend, to just get a hold of me. Listen, and I know for a fact, my friend, that men and women alike in this world, they want to be accepted in God's eyes. Yes, sir. A lot more than we think. They want to be accepted. And the truth of it is, they believe they're going to be. But my friend, the Bible teaches us, does it not? Teaches us, my friend, to abstain from the very appearance of evil. The 20th chapter, very first verse says, wine is a mocker and strong drink raging. I ain't never got over that fact. I ain't preached on it. I might have mentioned it a time or two. I ain't never preached on it. But wine is a mocker. Yes, sir. Read it. Brethren, we've got a world full of drunks. I know it ain't no popular saying, but we've got a world full of drunks. Yes, sir. It's all right, my friend, to socialize. And what I mean by socialize, drink. That's what they do. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I'll tell on myself. Put in a little restaurant down there in the Daresville. It's called Jefferson's. Y'all may have eaten there. I don't know. We ordered something from them off the line. I went to pick it up. And you know where you pick it up at? At the bar. It was about 5:05 in the evening, my friend, and you couldn't find a seat in that bar. Not a seat. Now, I don't know where I'll ever go back or not. Just to be honest with you, preacher, that's my favorite place to eat. Well, eat on. Eat on. There's things, there's some things, my friend, just gets next to me. And I'm here to tell you, you might say, well, preacher, you don't eat. I eat at joints. I eat at places, my friend, that they serve the beer and the liquor and all such of that. Yes, I do. But, brethren, you ain't going to find one sitting in front of me. You know that? You ain't going to find one on my ticket. You hear me? And I'm not going to buy my brother a drink. You hear me? Brethren, we've got things out of balance. You say, preacher, you just ain't social. My friend, I never will be social if that's what it takes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Is that not right? Can't go in the grocery store anymore, my friend. Ain't one around. Ain't a gas station around. No, sir. I go in them all the time. I go in there, but you won't find me coming out with no Bud Light. Huh? Miller Lite either. You hear me? Yes, sirree. Not me. You say, preacher, you just ain't part of this world. Amen. I'm not. I'm not going to be. You might think, well, preacher, it's all right. I had a man to tell me, a preacher man. Work with him. He's a good man. He come up to me one day and he said, Randy, he said, I don't know what we ain't took this drinking scene. We've took it too far. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we just too hard on them that likes to socialize. I looked at him, I said, you tell me one good thing that's ever come out of it. Amen. Read your book. Amen. Huh? Amen. Read your book. You say, preacher, Jesus drank wine. He sure did. And if you was in that day, you probably would too, but we ain't in that day. Amen. Things are different. Yes, sir. He even told them over there, you say, preacher, Paul said you could drink a little wine for the stomach's sake. Yeah, but he didn't say you drank a half a gallon. Amen. You hear me? I ain't got no qualms, my friend. Somebody's got some medicine around, got alcohol in it. I ain't got no qualms. You hear me? My friend, I was raised up in a house. Brethren, that whiskey and rock candy was used, my friend, when you had a bad cold or the flu or something like that. Yes, sir. Old Lamar Beeson told me one day, we was over yonder in the mountains and I was all stubbed up and stopped up and what have you. He said, you go home Thurin Davis. He said, he'll fix you up. You listen, my friend. There's things, my friend, that are right, and there's things that are wrong. Amen. You can't make that wrong right, my friend, if it's wrong. Amen. You hear me? Paul told them, he said, take a little wine. He said, drink a little wine. But he told them also, in the very first of the bishops over there, he said, have no wine. Why did he tell them? Drink a little, my friend, or have no wine. There's things within reason. You read it. I don't have to tell you. But I wonder tonight just how out of balance we are. Out of balance. You know, you say, preacher, you ought to get out on the street somewhere and preach. Well, I've done that too. Not on a regular basis. I've growed up in a place, my friend. You go down yonder in Rome, Georgia. When I was a kid, and brethren, they'd be preaching on the corners. Yes, sir. I'm talking about preaching too. They wasn't reading the book. They wasn't reading it to you. Listen. Nothing wrong with any of that. But I'm going to tell you something, church. We need to take notice. Thank God that we need to be in balance, not out of balance. It shouldn't take an hour or two in the house of God to get us fired up to go to meeting. It shouldn't. We'll be fired up before we get here. Preacher, that them days is gone. Amen. Amen. Pray for the service before you get there. Come in, hunt a song. Well, I ain't got a song. You ought to have been thinking about 100 songs. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, just because you do. I was told one time, preacher, everybody don't live like you do. Well, I got a good idea they don't. But I'm going to say this, Jeff. You're going to have a hard time, my friend, with me not preaching like I preach. I'm going to preach it, thank God, till they turn me up. How? Yes, sir. Why? Why would a man do that? Folks, I want you to know it changed my life when I was a kid. 15-year-old. Yes, sir. Thought I knowed everything. I really did. I thought I knowed everything. When the Lord saved me, I found out a few things. I did. You know what I found out the very first thing? I found out, my friend, that I wasn't my own. You tell me on Wednesday, my friend, I was talking and running around with the boys. I got saved Wednesday night. I come in Thursday, my friend, and walked up to the boys, and they was talking just exactly like we was Wednesday. You hear me? And it just cut me. I mean, cut me. Something happened, brethren, in my life, and it ain't never left me. Amen. I'm just going to stick with it. Amen. Out of balance. Well, preacher, I got the Lord in my life. Yep, where's he at? He's over here on the left side. Well, on the right side, we go way up. We get way down. Why? Because we got the Lord over here on the left side. I know it seems silly, but the truth of it is, it's just a fact. These people, absolutely, that proportion in their lifestyle, how many Sundays they go into church. They do it. Out of balance. I've run across more people and I don't know why I'm saying all this, but I want you to know I've run across more people, my friend, that's told me how good they are and goes to the church that they go to, and the next thing that comes out of their mouth is a cuss. My friend, and a snort, brethren, and then they want to take a false balance. Preacher, I'm just telling you the truth. Yeah. Had a man just tell me the other day, and he was talking about this and that. He didn't think I knowed squat. He got to talking, and I said, "Oh, brother so-and-so still go over?" He looked at me. He said, "Well," he said, "yeah, believe he does." Then I asked him about somebody else, and they sat right in front of me. Very good. Listen, very good. I want you to know something. I've worked with people. I've worked across the counter, my friend, to where I was a recipient of what they is buying. We sold nails, my friend. We sold them by the pound. You could go over there and you could watch. They had a state guy, federal guy come through. You never know when he's coming. He'd come in. He'd say, "I want to see your scales." He'd go over there and he'd take some weights out and he'd put them on there. And if it didn't tally up, he'd let you know. But if everything tallied up, it's okay. You hear me? Had some guidelines. We worked in the pallet business. And we sold mulch. And it's amazing what you learn, how things are really are. But we sold mulch that went to playgrounds. State projects, federal projects, and all such as that. And we kept it separated. You hear me? It was separated. It wasn't like the regular stuff. And there's an old guy come by, and he'd be from the federal department. He'd come by, and he said, I need to check the mulch. Here we go. We go down to the mulch bin. He'd drag out a tube about that long. He'd run that thing in there, and he'd pull her out. He'd check it. Then he'd move over 2 or 3 foot, and he'd do the same thing. Then he'd do 2 or 3 foot, and he'd do the same thing. He'd spend about an hour down there. He was hunting something. No, he was checking. You couldn't have but so much metal in the mulch. Preacher, what do you mean metal? Well, them things cut off nails. All them nails don't come out. You couldn't have but X amount. And he had to check enough to, he was satisfied. Listen, you say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? There's rules. A false balance is an abomination in the sight of God. We couldn't sell that other mulch for a playground. Couldn't do it. Against the law. Yes, sir. Well, you could. They'll catch you. Because you know what they do? They go to these playgrounds. And they check what's on the ground. If there's a problem, they go in there and find out, where'd you buy your playground? False ballots. It's amazing. You say, preacher, you read that, but I ain't never give it much thought. I want you to know and realize there are people in this world that thinks it's okay to cheat their brother. Yes, sir. My dad worked Pepsi-Cola Company. I'm going to say this, and I'll bring my remarks to a close. I think you've got the gist tonight. Out of balance. If the Lord is not in the center of your life, folks, that wheel ain't going to turn true. It's going to be up or down. It's going to be out around. They do get out of balance. You have to go to the tire place and you have to let them balance it. And when one's in balance, it don't matter where you're going 50 miles an hour or 100. She's smooth. She's smooth. If she ain't smooth, she's out of balance. My dad worked Pepsi-Cola Company for several years. He said he went in this store one day. When he'd come home, he told my mother, he said, don't you buy another thing from so-and-so. While he was in there doing his job, the owner told the teller over there, said, that broom, there's a broom sitting there. Said, that broom better be on every ticket that goes out of here. They didn't buy that broom. That broom's still sitting there. You say, preacher, that's just a little thing. It's false. Is it not? My dad took it. He said, don't you ever go down there and buy a thing. Huh? Might have been more convenient. Probably. Saved my mother a lot of time having to go different places. Back then, didn't have many places. You say, preacher, is it that bad? It is. It is. We're out of balance. We're out of balance. Folks, I'm not here to get on to you tonight. You may think I'm just the biggest liar there ever was. But I can't help it. The truth of it is, the real truth of it is, I have heard messages in my life that I was not guilty of, but it helped me not to be guilty. Do you know that? Yes, sir. In my journey, it helped me. And that's how I look at this message. I mean, you might not be guilty of all this, but the truth of it is, I believe it'll help you. Things are out of balance. Things, I'm going to say this, Mountain View, and I love you. But things, my friend, a lot of times around our own church gets out of balance. I said something early on in the beginning. It ain't everybody in this world that's bad people. There's a lot of good people. I actually believe that there's probably saved people in all the denominations there is. A lot of them might be fewer than others, but according to some of them's doctrine. Had a man to tell me one day, he said, I believe Church of Christ is closer than anybody. I looked at him, I said, well, that might be where you ought to go. If I felt that way, Crafton, if I felt like Church of Christ was closer to what that book teaches, my friend, I'd find myself in a Church of Christ. Wouldn't you, Daniel? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, we just come out here because we're members out here, and I want you to know something. I hope you get something when you come out here. I really do. Can I tell you something? You not hate me? The Lord looked at His 12 disciples. He said, have I not called you 12? He said, and one of you is the devil. You say, preacher, you mean I might be the devil? Well, if you have to ask yourself that question, you might ought to check up. There's peace. I love it. There's peace and there's harmony. Listen, when everything's in balance. Do you know that? They are. You just can't help it. This earth, my friend, is revolving, circling, whatever you call it. It can't help itself. It can't. Ain't never been stopped but twice, according to that word. But it was stopped. Yes, sir. She stopped. She backed up. That what Hezekiah said? Hezekiah said, it ain't nothing for it to go forward 10 degrees. He said, just back her up. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Back her up. And you know what he done? He backed it up. Yeah. Did he not? Added 15 years to Hezekiah's life. Yeah. How'd you like to have 15 years? You say, preacher, I hope I live longer than that. Truth of it is, you don't know, and I don't know. Sister Louise, Brother Walden's wife, had cancer. She got up one Wednesday night. Walden done passed away. She sat about where Mike's sitting. She got up and she said, when I had my cancer, said, I asked the Lord for 10 years. Lord, if you just give me 10 more years. And she stood up that night and she said, it's been 13. Huh? You don't think the Lord will listen to you?
Yeah.
He'll listen to you. I believe He hears us. I do. I believe He hears our earnest prayers. I read to you right there in that book what he does for man. How that He's the candle of his life. Huh? How that He searches out all the inward. Even the parts of the belly. He knows more about us than we think. He cares more for us. He really does. He cares more for us than we think sometimes. I appreciate your attention. I didn't tell you everything tonight. I got something that's I got a hold of, and I don't quite know what to do with it. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, it's hard to understand sometimes. I can laugh about it and I can chuckle about it because it's what I got. I might not even like it. But I've had to do some things. I've had to listen to some things. Let me just put it that way. I've had to listen to some things. Church, it really bothers me. It really bothers me that people has the knowledge of some things of God in their life and won't live for Him. You say, preacher, you're judging. It doesn't matter. No matter what you call me. If you ever tell me you're a Christian, I'll be looking. I'll be looking. Truth of it is, you never have to tell me. If you're a Christian, my friend, it will show. It will come out. Yes, sir. We in His camouflage as we think we are. The world knows. Did you know that? The world knows. Who is doing right? Who's going right? Who's staying right? You listen, I've been around people long enough to know. Folks, you don't have to open your mouth. They gonna find out. Yes, they are. It's all about a balanced life. And to me, I can't help it. To me, my life is not balanced unless I am right with my Maker.
Amen.
When I'm right with Him, Robert, come what may, can't help it. A lot of things I face, honestly, a lot of things that has come to me. I've wondered sometimes, why in this world am I facing this? But you know what? I don't think it very long. Next thing I do, crafting, is I said, Lord, just give me the grace to understand and to deal with what's been dealt me. Brother J.O. Jarrett, you say a lot of times, he said, when life gives you a lemon, just make lemonade out of it. Pretty good advice. Anybody got anything you need to say or do? I appreciate you tonight. I do. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate you being here.